Tonight, President Trump rolling out the red carpet for Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, offering the kingdom's de facto ruler a lavish welcome, including an honor guard on horseback and a military flyover, including several F-35 jets, the same type of advanced fighters the president plans to sell to Saudi Arabia. President Trump touting Saudi Arabia's $600 billion of investments in the U.S.
What it really means for everybody that really counts is jobs, a lot of jobs.
Now saying the Saudi investment could rise to $1 trillion.
You're saying to me now that the $600 billion will be $1 trillion.
Definitely, because what we are signing, it will facilitate that.
I like that very much.
That friendly reception for the Crown Prince, a major reversal from the international ostracism he faced after the CIA concluded he ordered the murder of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi in 2018. President Trump interrupting a question about the killing.
A lot of people didn't like that gentleman that you're talking about. Whether you like him or didn't like him, things happen. But he knew nothing about it, and we can leave it at that.
The Crown Prince, who has denied ordering the murder, responding.
We've improved our system to be sure that nothing happened like that, and it's painful, and it's a huge mistake.
While President Trump was pressed about his family's business dealings in Saudi Arabia, including Trump-branded luxury properties.
I have nothing to do with the family business. I have left, and when I've devoted 100% of my energy. What my family does is fine. They do business all over. They've done very little with Saudi Arabia, actually.